Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up by Marie Kondo. This groundbreaking book not only offers practical advice on decluttering, but also delves into how the state of our living environments can impact every facet of our lives. With the KonMari method, inspired by Shinto beliefs, Marie Kondo teaches readers to cherish items that hold personal significance and release those that do not, enhancing overall well-being and moving towards personal goals. Marie Kondo, a tidying expert whose work has revolutionized the approach to organization, brings over a decade of experience in transforming cluttered homes into spaces of serenity and inspiration. The impact of her method is so profound that her books have sold millions of copies worldwide, and her techniques are highly sought after in Japan. This book is perfect for those who dread regular cleaning, individuals curious about the influence of their environment on their life, and anyone seeking effective organizational strategies. Join us as we explore how simplifying your surroundings can profoundly affect your life's trajectory. Tune in to discover Marie Kondo's potent steps towards a tidier and more fulfilling life. The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up: The Japanese Art of Decluttering and Organizing. Introduction. Transform clutter into clarity with the KonMari method. Imagine a home where every item brings you peace and joy, where clutter is a relic of the past, and your spaces inspire serenity and productivity. That's what Marie Kondo offers in her revolutionary tidying method, known as the KonMari method. Drawing from her extensive experience in organization and her spiritual background as a Shinto shrine attendant, Kondo goes beyond simple cleaning tips. She ventures into how tidying up our living spaces can fundamentally transform our lives. Tidying up isn't just about deciding which items to keep and which to discard. According to Marie Kondo, it's a deeper, more introspective process, akin to a form of meditation. When you commit to tidying up your home, you're also tuning into your inner needs and aspirations. Kondo's strategy is not just about creating orderly rooms, but about clearing the mind, enhancing decision-making abilities, and fostering a healthier lifestyle. One of the most delightful aspects of the KonMari method is its unique approach to possessions. Kondo suggests a respectful and almost ceremonial welcome for new belongings. For example, when you bring home a new piece of clothing, you should immediately remove any tags and packaging and integrate it thoughtfully into your space, as if you're introducing it to your family. This simple act makes the item a part of your life story rather than just another consumer good. Kondo also offers innovative guidance on how to arrange your clothes. Instead of simply packing them into drawers, she advises arranging them in a way that reduces weight. Not just the physical weight, but the emotional load they carry. By respecting your belongings and giving them a proper place, you lighten your emotional burden as well. Perhaps the most revolutionary claim of the KonMari method is the idea that you only need to undertake a major tidying once. This doesn't mean you'll never pick up another sock. Instead, it means that after applying this comprehensive organizing process diligently, maintaining a tidy home becomes remarkably easy. You shift from a cycle of clutter accumulation and cleaning to a stable state of order and tranquility. In essence, the KonMari method isn't just about sprucing up your home. It's about reevaluating the way you live and interact with your environment. It teaches that the state of your home reflects and affects your internal state. And by taking control of the former, you can positively transform the latter. Part 1. Visualize your ideal life to transform your space and yourself. Embarking on a journey of tidying up starts from within. Before you even touch a single item in your home, Marie Kondo advises pausing to envision your ideal lifestyle and the living environment that supports it. What does your dream life look like? And what kind of space would best nurture that life? Close your eyes for a moment and imagine walking into the living space that would make you feel most joyful and serene. Consider the story of a young woman who deeply desired a more feminine lifestyle. When she visualized her ideal living space, she saw herself entering a clutter-free room that matched the tranquility and elegance of a hotel suite, complemented by a soft pink bedspread and a vintage lamp. Her evenings were spent unwinding with a warm bath, surrounded by aromatic oils, followed by a session of yoga with classical music, and sipping herbal tea before drifting off to sleep in a state of complete calm. This clear vision fueled her motivation to transform her living space. Once you have a vivid picture of your desired lifestyle, you are in a powerful position to start the tidying process with purpose and clarity. A tidy space is not just aesthetically pleasing, it is functional, allowing you to easily find and enjoy the things that matter most to you. In your newly envisioned living area, every object should have a place and a reason to be there. For instance, it might be tempting to repurpose clothing you dislike into sleepwear, but Kondo suggests a different approach. Choose to surround yourself only with possessions that you genuinely cherish. This respect for your belongings reflects and reinforces your vision for your life. Apply this principle to all aspects of your home, including your bookshelf. By eliminating books that don't capture your interest and keeping only those you love, your passion for reading and learning can flourish. If you find yourself hesitating to part with a dusty book you've been meaning to read for years, consider this. Letting go can be liberating. If you realize later that you truly miss the book, you can always choose to bring it back into your life when the time is right. This process of tidying, guided by a clear vision, is more than just cleaning up. It's a cathartic exercise that sets the stage for achieving the dream lifestyle you've envisioned. Part 2. A tidy home catalyzes a healthier mind and body. The essence of tidying transcends mere cleanliness and organization. Its true purpose is to sculpt a living space that profoundly enhances your mental and physical well-being. To achieve this, the arrangement and handling of your possessions should resonate deeply with your personal inclinations and needs. Engage in the tidying process by profoundly connecting with each item you own. Instead of focusing on discarding, shift your attention to preservation. Identify the items that spark joy and fulfill a meaningful role in your life. When sorting, handle each object, give it your attention, and ask yourself, does this item make me happy? What purpose does it serve? This method not only helps in making practical decisions, but also in acknowledging the emotional and psychological weight each item holds. For instance, consider a vibrant jacket purchased on a whim. While it might have brought excitement during the purchase, if it now sits unused, it has fulfilled its purpose, and it's time to let it go with a sense of gratitude. This act of releasing items that no longer serve you can be incredibly freeing and reflective of self-awareness and personal growth. Contrary to being a mundane chore, tidying is an active, mindful practice that fosters self-awareness and a deeper understanding of one's needs and desires. It mirrors the benefits of meditation by allowing you to harmoniously align your environment with your mental and physical health. Consider tidying up as a form of mental and bodily detoxification, cleaning out not just physical dust, but also clearing mental clutter and stress. The act of decluttering and reorganizing can rejuvenate your space and, by extension, your state of mind. Interestingly, some individuals experience tangible physical reactions during intensive tidying sessions, as if their bodies respond to the emotional release and newfound clarity. For example, one person felt a sudden need to rush to the bathroom after clearing out an old cupboard and shed, suggesting a significant psychological and physical reaction to letting go of long-held possessions. Through this transformational process, tidying up becomes more than just a task. It becomes a therapeutic ritual that not only cleanses your home, but also rejuvenates your spirit, paving the way to a healthier and more mindful existence. Part 3. Sorting the past to shape a brighter future. Tidying up isn't just an annual ritual of spring cleaning. It's an opportunity to reconnect with personal memories and guide your journey forward. While sorting through the accumulations of years, you might stumble upon a cherished item that reignites deep feelings and forgotten dreams. This is the transformative power of organization. It helps not only to clean your physical space, but also to clear the path toward your future aspirations. When engaging in the tidying process, starting simple is the key. Begin with the less emotionally charged categories, like clothes, books, and miscellaneous items. Gradually work your way toward more sentimental objects, saving them for last. Photographs, for instance, can be particularly challenging due to their quantity and emotional depth. Preserve those that spark a lively memory and allow you to relive joyful moments. Handling sentimental items that no longer fit in your life poses its own set of challenges. It's crucial not to offload them onto others, such as storing them indefinitely at your parents' house without considering their space and emotions. If an item no longer brings you joy but might delight someone else, offer it thoughtfully. For childhood keepsakes, involve your family in the decision-making process to determine if they hold meaning for others as well. As you sort through each item, reflect on whether it aligns with your current lifestyle and contributes to the future you envision. Documents often fall into a gray area in this assessment. Generally, papers like warranties and manuals serve a temporary purpose and can be discarded once they are no longer useful. Similarly, old academic materials, while once valuable, likely served their purpose at the time of the course. What remains valuable is the knowledge gained, not necessarily the physical remnants. This process can also lead to profound personal revelations and a reconnection with your passions, as experienced by one of Marie Kondo's clients. After decluttering her bookshelf, she discovered most of the books she cherished were related to social welfare, a field she felt deeply connected to. This insight led her to return to school, shift her career from IT to social work, and eventually start a successful childcare business. By tidying your surroundings, you're not just organizing your home, you're setting the foundation for the life you want to live. The act of sorting through your possessions allows you to put your past in order, offering clarity and direction for your future endeavors. Part 4. Enhance your well-being by curating a space that brings joy and clarity. It might seem far-fetched, but the simple act of organizing your environment can unleash a profound transformation in your life, not only enhancing your happiness, but also propelling you into action. For many, the journey toward personal mastery begins with mastering their physical space. When arranging your home, aim for simplicity and a visual sense of order. Take a moment to reflect on how you feel when you use or view an item in its designated place. This emotional feedback is key to understanding what should stay and what should go. Start with your wardrobe, a manageable and often impactful area. Organize your clothes in a way that pleases your eye and calms your mind. You might arrange garments by fabric type, size, and color, or hang them in a sequence that creates a satisfying gradient from longest to shortest. Such patterns not only beautify your space, but also bring a sense of lightness and order, making your daily routine smoother and more enjoyable. As this practice of organization expands to other areas of your home, you'll notice it's not just about cleaning up, it's about reclaiming your agency. The discipline gained through organizing your space translates into broader decision-making skills and a readiness to act. Contrary to the resigned belief of some who think they are inherently disorganized, Marie Kondo challenges this self-perception. She encourages everyone to visualize a perfectly tidy space and strive towards that vision. Achieving this can dramatically shift one's self-image from someone who can't to someone who can. In practical terms, an organized home sets the stage for improved decisiveness. When everything has a place, decision-making becomes less about navigating chaos and more about effortlessly choosing from well-ordered options. This streamlined approach reduces stress and increases the likelihood of taking decisive action rather than getting bogged down by indecisiveness. Through tidying, you do more than just clean your house. You cultivate a mindset that prepares you for action, enhances your decision-making capabilities, and fosters an overall sense of well-being. By surrounding yourself with items that spark joy and organization, you're not just organizing your space, you're setting the foundations for a vibrant, active life. Part 5. Master the one-time mega tidy-up to revolutionize your living space and life. The prospect of keeping a home perpetually tidy often feels overwhelming. Many harbor the misconception that it requires constant, unending effort. Yet, according to Marie Kondo's transformative approach, tidying up is something you need to do thoroughly just once to effect lasting change. The secret lies in aligning this major tidy-up with the vision of your dream lifestyle, making it less of a chore and more of a single, defining life event. Transform your tidying session into an extraordinary event, a special ceremonial day that marks the beginning of a new phase in your life. This substantial effort can drastically shift your living environment and set the stage for the lifestyle you aspire to live. Kondo notes that on average, this intensive tidying process might take 6 months for a client's home, highlighting its depth and significance. Approach this monumental task with the utmost respect for your space and belongings. Engage in dialogue with your environment. By showing care and consideration towards your possessions, you invite them to be a part of your curated life. This mutual respect helps clarify which items still hold value and which should be let go, streamlining the process and enhancing the connection to your space. Kondo herself practices this respect meticulously. When she begins working in a client's home, she starts by kneeling on the floor, offering a silent, respectful greeting to the room, paying homage as if she were in a sacred space. Even her attire, a dress and blazer, speaks volumes of the reverence she holds for the task at hand. Remember, while the intensive tidying session is a one-time effort, the daily interactions with your space contribute to sustaining its sanctity. For example, by expressing gratitude to her shoes upon returning home, or by greeting her house daily, Kondo nurtures a continual, appreciative relationship with her living environment. Each day's end sees her emptying her bag completely, placing each item in its designated spot, ensuring that respect and order are maintained continuously. This daily ritual reinforces the initial transformative tidying event, helping to perpetuate the tidy, harmonious state of the home indefinitely. Through these practices, tidying becomes not just about cleaning up, but about maintaining a soulful, intentional connection with one's living space. Part 6. Navigating the challenge of letting go of possessions. Letting go of belongings, even those no longer needed, can often be the most daunting aspect of tidying up. However, with a few strategic approaches, you can simplify this process and make it less stressful. Begin by evaluating the role each item plays in your life. Question whether its purpose has been served. If you find yourself hesitating, delve deeper by asking, "Why did I acquire this item? When did I get it? How has it been useful?" This introspective inquiry helps clarify whether the object still holds a place in your life or if it's merely occupying space. Items kept just in case, such as old CDs, skincare products, or various accessories, typically contribute to clutter. Organize these by specific categories, which allows for a more systematic review from personal items to more general household goods. This methodical approach makes the decision-making process clearer and more decisive. For example, consider a book that you've only read halfway. Its purpose wasn't necessarily to be finished, but to provide a particular experience at a certain time. If it's been untouched for ages, it's unlikely you'll return to it. Acknowledge the joy it once gave you, and allow yourself to let it go. Emotional attachments often complicate these decisions, especially when your feelings conflict with practical reasoning. In such cases, assess how the item truly fits into your life currently. Does it bring you happiness, or is it out of sight and out of mind? If it's been hidden away for a long time, its sentimental value may be less than you think. Gifts and greeting cards serve their purpose by conveying affection and regard. But once their sentimental message is acknowledged, consider if it's time to part with them. Holding on to the emotion rather than the physical item can be equally fulfilling. As you make these tough decisions, remember that each item you choose to let go brings you one step closer to achieving the ideal, streamlined space that truly reflects your best life. By clearing the extraneous, you pave the way for new experiences and a fresher, more organized living environment. Final summary. The core principle of this book is straightforward yet profound. Decluttering your life boils down to one simple rule: keep what brings joy and part with everything else. However, the execution of this principle demands introspection and a clear vision of the life you aspire to lead. It challenges you to not only organize your space, but to also curate an environment that mirrors your ideal future. By adopting this focused approach, you set the stage for a life that is not only tidy, but also deeply fulfilling and aligned with your personal aspirations. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.